Swenson. He's an old friend who used to live around here, grew up in Andover, and he and his wife, Jan, have moved to, Janice, have moved to Pennsylvania, where their children and grandchildren are. But he comes back every few months to perform, and we're happy that he had time tonight. Please welcome John Swenson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So this, I'll do a few new songs for you tonight. So I was talking to a friend of mine, some of you may know, Gail Picard, and we were talking about how things were better for folk singers back in the late 50s and early 60s, when maybe we were just not quite mature enough with our music to make that scene. So I said, yeah, it was, you'd have to wonder what it would be like if now was then, you know? And I said, yeah, that might not make a bad song, so here it is. Just because, you know, I seem to go that way sometimes, and I wind up writing history with rhymes. And I know it doesn't matter much, looking backwards, trying to stay in touch with who I was and where I've been, and wondering who I'd be if now or then. A mental exercise at best, an old friend who's become a guest, who might play some older songs with me on a trip back on the roads that used to be. To stay in touch with who I was and where I've been, and wondering who I'd be if now or then. But those days were different and I was too. I knew much less than I thought I knew. Took years of living, proving that was true, but the years they flew. The years they flew, and by the time I caught up to myself, I found my dreams in a box on the back of a shelf. Ain't got money, but I'm awfully rich. Satisfied, but I kept the itch. So those oh what ifs still come to mind. Well, that's alright, 'cause I know I'll find that it really doesn't matter much, going backwards, trying to stay in touch with who I was and where I've been, and wondering who I'd be if now or then. No, I know it doesn't matter much, going backwards, trying to stay in touch with who I was and where I've been, and wondering who I'd be if now or then. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, Stephen sang a song of joy about getting married, right? So we've had that joy for 50 years come this October. My lovely wife Janice and I. And we've had a lot of ups and downs because I've had a lot of ups and downs. So I wrote this song kind of about that. It's not a typical love song, but it's how she put up with me kind of through the years and so on and so forth. You know, so. And it's, you know, I like rain, you know. And so this is, when I'm talking about rain in this song, it's a gentle rain, good rain that comes down. The song's called Good Rain. I never could see myself looking backwards in the mirror, thinking I'm somebody else. And I saw those changes coming on me, not until they fell upon me, and then suddenly I felt there's something new I never knew. And it came raining down on me. Now it's raining, and it's raining, and it's raining, and it's raining down on me. Even in a crowd of people, I was always all alone. And I lived like such an unsuspecting soul then, thinking I was doing holding. But then suddenly I'm not, but there was you I never knew. And you came raining down on me. It was so softly after all this time. I had a revelation on my own road to Damascus, the seed of a new creation. And I woke up to a new connection with you, hadn't known you but I missed you. From another place in time, you felt it too. I never knew. And now you're raining down on me. Your good's raining, and it's raining, and it's raining, and it's raining down on me. Your good's raining down on me. And it's raining, and it's raining, and it's raining, and it's raining down on me. Thank you. So here's something a little different. A lot of you in this room don't see me all the time, and I write parodies a lot. And this one I did a couple of years ago, and I did it for a while, and then I stopped doing it because a lot of people had heard it, but I think a lot of people in this room haven't, so I'm going to bring it back tonight anyway. It's a last big hit by the Beach Boys, and it's called Kokomo. I have my own version of it called, what is it called? Broke You Know. Yeah. See, now the reason I had a problem with that was because I wrote a parody of that parody called Choke You Know. I just did that the other day, so we'll do Broke You Know tonight. So we'll start off with another little Beach Boys song first. Here we go. I'm picking up snack vibrations. I'm giving in to temptation. Fritos, Doritos, got to get my Cheetos. Tostitos, Tostadas, pop some Redenbacher's. Nachos, Machachos with queso, cause I say so. Susie Q's, so many snacks to eat. I like them salty and I like them sweet. Crunching, munching something to the music on the radio. Every single day, I'm snacking, packing calories away.
for sure I'm spending lots of dough, and I am getting fat. Getting fat and going broke, you know. Ring-dings, Funyuns, the ones that taste like onions. Pretzels, ding-dongs, they had to be in the song for Thin Mints. No doubt I'd steal from a Girl Scout. I am hail-ho-ho's, I'm a gourmet snackaholic junk food pro. And I am getting fat and going broken. Health food doesn't matter, forget the veggie platter. Potato chips galore. They have their own aisle in most every store, in every flavor, every shape and size, Cape Cod and Lay's and Wise. And I'm getting high with a devil dog or whoopie pie. I get that creamy look in my eye and I just can't say no. Getting fat and going broke, you know. Here's some snack and bliss. Get some peanut butter, put it on a Ritz. Now for company, there's Little Debbie and there's Sara Lee. And Ben and Jerry gonna end the show. And I am getting fat and going broke, you know. Help me, Pepto. Get the burn from my heart. Fritos, Doritos, got to get my Cheetos.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
I'd like to have him have an encore because he's traveled a long way to be here and doesn't get here very often.
Thank you. You know, so, well, you know, I'll leave it right where it is. This is a brand new song, and it sounds like it's a downer, you know, because I'm talking about the end of your life here, but it really isn't. I had a friend who was quite ill and knew she was going to die, and she wrote a poem about what was about to happen, and it was actually a poem that at the end said, you know, I'm always here. You know, I'm always going to be here. You know, you might hear me in the wind, the rustle of the leaves, but, you know, I'm always going to be here. And so I just figured, you know, I'm always going to be here somehow. You know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, it all stays here. So this is called Looking for the Next Time. I can see it carved in stone. I can hear it in the rattle of a dead man's bones. Everybody, everybody's moving on. It's one day here and one day gone. The great unknown, well, I don't care. I used to run and I used to be scared, but I will never die. I'm a part of this earth and a piece of the sky. Every single waking moment I'm looking for the next time. Looking for the next time. Looking for the next time. I'm no prophet, I'm no seer. I can only use the tools that I got here. Anybody, anybody questions me. I walk away, I let it be. The great unknown, well, I don't care. I used to run and I used to be scared, but I will never die. I'm a part of this earth and a piece of the sky, and every single waking moment I'm
for the next time. Looking for the next time. Looking for the next time. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. No need you're looking for relief. Down the road, around the bend. Song. Hear me laughing when the wind blows strong. You can touch me if you feel. 'Cause I am here and I am real. The great unknown, well, I don't care. I used to run and I used to be scared, but I will never die. I'm a part of this earth and a piece of the sky. Every single waking moment I'm looking for the next time. Looking for the next time. Looking for the next time. Looking for the next time.
See you next time, folks. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Did you bring any CDs with you? John has some CDs if you're interested.